holy ripped abs Jesus.
Is that like a Batman saying?
Yeah.
The Christian Batman saying? Holy ripped abs Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's one day left to get tickets for our Feed Nova Scotia live stream event that you can join us on and ask questions in the chat room with special guest Jonathan Torrance.
It's not a chat room. It's a Zoom.
It's a Zoom.
It's not the 90s.
But you're not going to be, like, your video is not going to be up here. You can just be chatting.
We'll be live on MSN Messenger. Check out our MySpace.
Jonathan Torrance, our special guest, has agreed to join us, and it's going to be amazing. He's going to be probably way funnier than we are. There's a topic that Reese is keeping secret that he has not told us about yet. It's going to be amazing. The tickets are going very quickly, so go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com. Scroll down a little bit. Click on buy tickets, $15. It's a 90-minute show or more if you're good, and it's for a really good cause, Feed Nova Scotia. And tickets are going fast, so you might want to get one now.
It's really excited, and we hope to raise as much money as possible for a really good cause for people who really need some support right now.
Yeah.
On with the show.
On with the show.
So, Jesse, how did you find Mystery Night?
It was a little terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't expect the little people dressed as elves and Ewoks to burst through to burst through my kitchen windows, screaming obscenities at me and throwing feces and various types of pies and cakes at myself and the walls. It was very surprising. It was a mystery, to be sure.
My favorite touch was when the sky turned lumescent purple. That was weird.
I was hiding under my bed at that point. I did hear it happened, though, and that sounded equally as terrifying.
Mm. Anyway, let's never speak of it again. Starting now. Anyway, okay.
Was that all that happened at your house?
That was it. The sky turned purple, yeah.
That was it?
Yeah. We were fine. We watched me and the kids watched Dexter, and then the sky turned purple. I don't watch Dexter with
that was part of the mystery, yeah.
Good. If you grow up to be a serial killer, then at least you can do is kill other serial killers. Anyway.
Welcome to day 10 of WFUCAC. Oh my God, how do I keep forgetting the acronym?
The Winter
Festival of Unaligned Celebration Advent Calendar.
Mm-hmm.
WFUCAC. Welcome to day 10 of WFUCAC. What's behind door number 10?
Door number 10, okay.
Door number 10.
This is another silent door.
That's nice. That's
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Christmas towns.
As in towns that are entirely dedicated to celebrating Christmas?
No, towns that have been named after Christmas-related things.
Like Tinseltown? Or
that would be a good one. So, welcome to Reindeer Station in the Northwest Territories.
Oh, that sounds like a lovely place to visit.
I know.
Just sounds delightful. I kind of want to go there now. That sounds so nice.
Is where the reindeers are.
Right?
At the station.
I would be horribly disappointed if there were no reindeers in Reindeer Station.
Christmas Island, Nova Scotia.
I've heard of this place.
None shall leave Christmas Island. But it's Christmas every day.
Says Christmas Craig, who lives on Christmas Island.
Craig.
Yeah, Christmas Craig is a very gnarly beard.
The Christmas King.
The Christmas King of Christmas Island. Yeah. Yeah, Christmas Craig, the Christmas King of Christmas Island.
He's
a big gnarly beard with one good eye. The other one is just kind of wanders around aimlessly. So if you catch staring at you, you might die, you might not. And he's got a throne made out of not entirely, just chicken bones glued together with crazy glue. And he uses most of the day to recite Dr. Seuss.
He is the prophet of a breakaway sect of fundamentalist elves. Christmas Craig, the king of Christmas Island. So very dangerous. They indoctrinate people through YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Sled Lake, Saskatchewan.
Oh, that's cute.
Sled Lake.
That's right. It's not really a town.
It's a
lake. Most people live on the lake. Is there little tiny islands in the lake?
I don't know.
With that, like a little shed?
Also,
could we picture that perhaps there was like a fishing hut that is being put on the frozen lake that someone got drunk in and passed out in, therefore could be calling that a residence temporarily of Sled Lake?
Maybe.
Okay.
Holly, Ontario, which is also a woman's name.
That's true. Yeah.
Noel, Nova Scotia.
What? I did not know we had a place called Noel either.
There's a place called Noel.
Where's that?
Nova Scotia.
Well, yeah, I know that. Where's where in Nova Scotia?
Within the boundaries of Nova Scotia.
Thank you.
And somewhere off the coast.
This information.
On the land. Turkey Point, Ontario.
Turkey Point?
Turkey Point.
How the fuck does that have anything to do with Christmas?
You eat turkeys at Christmas?
Well, that's a stretch.
Ironically, turkeys don't have fingers and they can't point either.
You eat turkey at various other festivities as well. I mean, like, it's not exclusive to Christmas.
You could say Thanksgiving towns and it would also feature.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my favorite one, Snowflake, Manitoba.
Oh, that's adorable. Oh my God. How have I never heard of Snowflake, Manitoba? Anyone here listening is from any of these places, please let us know. Twitter us. Twitter us? That's not
Twitter
how the kids
us.
Say it these days. No, it's twat us, I believe.
Don't tweet us.
Tweet us?
Tweet at us.
Tweet it.
You say write me, don't you? You say write me. Write me a letter.
Yeah.
Write to me. Writing me.
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
You write a letter to me.
You being all high and mighty in your grammar horse there.
All right, I'm not. I'm shit at grammar, but it's just something that people say in North America that they don't in the UK.
If someone here is from Noel, or if someone here is from Snowflake, or if someone here is from Reindeer Station. Oh, my God. I love these names so much. Please write us.
Let's do a Christmas road trip, thousands of miles apart.
Please write us at CanadianPoliticsIsBoring@gmail.com. And if your letter is not horribly racist in nature, we might read it on the air.
I really enjoyed our day in Snowflake, Manitoba. Where's next? Reindeer Station, Northwest Territories. How long is it going to take? 4 weeks in the car because there's no roads. Anyway, so that was the Christmas towns.
That's really cute. This is a very cute episode.
Thank you.
I liked it. So this has been day 9. Or is this day 10?
This was day 10. You lose track of the days.
I lose track of the days.
Yeah. More fuck-ack.
Well, it's because the mystery night was really fucked with my head. This has been day 10. Tell us what wonder do I have to expect tonight for Wafakak on day 10?
Tonight is the night that you know, like when you go to a South American restaurant, they put beef on a spike.
Right.
This is where they put
on a spike, like a railroad spike.
No, like a sword.
A sword.
Yeah. So it's like an Argentinian way or Brazilian way of doing it. Anyway, what you do here is you thread a thin metal wire through beaver meat, and you wear it around your neck, and you lean towards a hot fire. And if you're brave and tough and you can deal with the heat, your meat cooks safely. Whereas if you're weak and timid and afraid of fire, you will lean back and your meat will not cook properly. And there's a very real danger of getting beaver meat parasites in your semicolon. So
in your semicolon,
it's so just half of your normal colon.
Right, yeah.
Can not make it to the end of Wafakak. But if you're brave and strong and heat resistant, then your meat is cooked safely and you get to enjoy the delicious
beaver meat. Right. I'm looking forward to that. I remember picking up my beaver meat this morning on your request and not really knowing what I was going to do with it.
Well, now you know. And the metal cable.
Right, it's roasted.
You've got to eat the metal cable as well, though.
Oh, really? Okay. That's going to be difficult, but I'll give it a shot. Anything for Wafakak, Greece.
Well, that's what they say. Anything for Wafakak.
Wafakak. Oh, my God.
Even your life. So, anyway, we'll see you tomorrow.
For day 11 of Wafakak.
Every day of your life, we're here for a limited period of time. I don't know whether you're lucky or it's tragic, so...
Okay, thanks for putting us in the ear holes. Merry Wafakak, everybody.
Wafakak. Wafakak.